We reached two people in Ukraine, still fighting, still bearing witness to the invasion happening in their hometowns. After a night of heavy shelling in and around Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, Serhiy Prokopenko, a journalist with Guara Media, described a scene of a decimated university building.
University that is in city center is destroyed, glass is broken, and it's really, it's disappointing.
And in Kyiv, Russian forces continue to advance. Yesterday, five people died after Russia attacked a TV tower there, hitting nearby broadcast facilities. Volodymyr Omelyan is with Ukraine's Territorial Defense Forces in Kyiv. Once Ukraine's infrastructure minister, he volunteered to fight the very day Russia invaded. We reached him earlier this morning in Kyiv.
We are fighting. And I would say that fighting furiously, almost all Ukrainians took armor and machine guns to counter Russians. They didn't expect such a turn in their philosophy. They thought that every Ukrainian will greet them when they try to occupy Ukraine, but they failed. They have had tremendous losses, even exceeding losses in war in Chechnya. But still it's tough, because it's like a horde. You kill one, another two come. And definitely we need more weapons, we need more ammo, but we are sure about our success, whatever it takes.
Has there been anything about the tactics of Russia's military that has either surprised or confused you and the people you are with right now?
Not really, because they were always telling that it's like a second army in the world, but it turned out to be very weak. And we crashed many of their brigades. For example, yesterday near Kharkiv, the best brigade of Russia was totally destroyed by a small Ukrainian group. And like a payback for that, they simply dropped a vacuum bomb on Kharkiv yesterday night and killed many civilians. But what they do normally, they cannot occupy a single major city. They simply trying to get inside in small groups to take any building, to put a flag of Russia on it and picture it as we took the city, which is fake because it's only number of four or five men in Russian uniform declaring something. But still, we see that a lot of tanks are approaching Kyiv, coming from Belarus and from Russia. And definitely their main goal is not to occupy the whole Ukraine, which is not the fact. And only maybe some 5 or 10% of our territory is occupied right now, but to occupy the Kyiv and to say that we control the capital, we put some puppy government and president in place, and now this is Ukraine. We will never accept it. We will fight till the very end. And with the Western support, with United States assistance in military and finance, I believe we will overcome this evil. And as we joke in Ukraine, that's the best time right now to get rid of Russia in the whole world.
The last time we spoke, Volodymyr, you were very confident that you and Ukraine would win. Wondering how morale is right now, and is that confidence still at that high level?
Morale is the same level. We are 100% sure that we will win. No doubt about that. Definitely, they are trying to spread panic among the civilians, bombing them. But they get different response to such actions. People are getting furious and people are ready to kill Russians, even civilians, which never took any kind of gun in their hands.
Volodymyr, what's the one thing you want Americans to know right now about what's happening in the capital city of Ukraine?
First of all, we fight. We will never surrender. Second issue, we are very grateful for your support. It was a great historical moment for us when yesterday European Union accepted our appeal to become a member of European Union, and I hope it will become real very soon. We definitely need some actions from NATO, because it's not normal when military aircrafts in the center of Europe bombing cities and villages and killing civilians. And at least we need urgent supply of anti-missile and anti-military aircraft systems to clear the skies from invasion, and we will handle the land occupation easily.
That is Volodymyr Omelyan with the Territorial Defense Units in Kyiv. Volodymyr, stay safe. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All the best.